Rhyme.
And treason.
Good morning. Time to get up and go to work.
Stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
The thing is, Bob, it's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Don't care?
It's a problem of motivation, all right? Now, if I work my ass off and Inatech ships a few extra units, I don't see another dime. So where's the motivation? And here's something else, Bob. I have 8 different bosses right now.
Beg your pardon?
8 bosses.
8,
Bob. So that means that when I make a mistake, I have 8 different people coming by to tell me about it. That's my only real motivation, is not to be hassled. That and the fear of losing my job. But you know, Bob, that'll only make someone work just hard enough not to get fired.
A man with a mind for victory and an arm like a fucking cannon. But sometimes when you bring the thunder, you get lost in the storm.
I'm sick and tired of carrying all the weight. The coaches and owners not giving me the shit I need to win. Atlanta, you're fucking out. Kenny Powers is now a free agent.
Ah!
Fire your boss.
That's right.
Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at you live and direct. 53rd episode. This time around, it's time to fire your boss. You know, you get to work one day and you've just had enough. And you just walk up to him and you're like, you know what? Too many chiefs, not enough Indians.
Yeah, it's a common workplace problem, but hey, hopefully we don't get fired for making this podcast. That's my fear.
I fear no beer.
What you just heard, the Vandals, You're Not the Boss of Me, kicking it off, shredding, then some Beastie Boys.
They're shredding in their own way.
A little Office Space.
That's how we roll here. We got DJ Gobby in the house. What's going on, DJ Gobby?
Not much, guys. Just, you know, enjoying here, listening to you guys, and listening to the Giants game at the same time. Hope we're going to win. But, yeah, fire your boss. You know, when you got that horrible job, it's time to make some change in your life. Usually it's a new job.
This guy's actually awake because we're doing the talking segment early.
Yeah, DJ Gobby making the rare awoken appearance in Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Usually he's just the butt of the jokes because he's asleep and an easy target. But we've been drinking some whiskey, Pendleton.
And
it's pretty amazing.
Another advantage of actually having DJ Gobby in the house live and awake is that he can actually rebut the jokes that we make to him. So, like, he can have...
Now I'm ready to talk back to you guys.
Yeah,
so, you
know, defend you yourself.
Little zinger there.
Quite as...
Hey, now.
Did you really just say zinger? All right, so let's fire your boss.
My baseball terminology is coming out.
Yeah.
All right, it's Harry Perry.
It's a can of corn. Can of corn.
You're right out of here.
So where I work, I've been working constantly, actually, because we were down a dude. It took forever to hire him. Yeah, they finally hired him. 2 months later, what the fuck, manager? Just hire someone, make a decision, get someone in here. Don't make your employees work 8 billion hours a week.
Oh, no, it's the new world order, in case you haven't recognized. You do two people's jobs for the same price that you did your old job, and you thank your lucky stars that you have one. Just like we are thankful that we have jobs, because without those jobs, we wouldn't be able to afford to bring you this shitty podcast.
Yeah, the $10 a month to Podbean, I pay it.
Everyone else on Podbean pays it. It's awful. There's not a single show on this station that's worth listening to.
Podbean? Yeah. Gower is anti-Podbean.
What's up? I don't know. I wasn't catching them. What is going on?
DJ Gobby, not paying
attention.
He needs
some more whiskey, I think.
He might be awake, but he's not all there.
Apparently not. So anyway, yeah, the bosses, you got to hate them. Although there could always be worse, you know.
I don't know. My question...
My immediate boss is awesome, though.
What was your horrible boss? What was the most horrible boss you ever had, Grant?
I'll go into that after we do some more badass music.
Yeah.
I will.
All right, so coming up next, we got some Voodoo Glow Skulls. We got some Vandals. We're going to fucking shred your face.
Voodoo Glow Skulls up next, Mr. Bossman. Rhyme.
And the Boss of Treason.
You have to learn.
woman that left me.
Damn.
That got laid off.
Shit.
They say a computer can do my job better than I can damn do it.
Motherfuckers.
Man, pull me another drink.
I feel you.
Job interview. So why don't you tell me why you would be an asset to this company?
That is a good question. I have a good answer for that. First of all, I am a very hard vocational school. I went to willing to work on the holidays and a tango and a marimba lessons, learning to get along with other people. But after I got my GED with the overtime time and a half with speaking in two languages, Spanish and another one. And loyal like a dog, I'll tell you that much. Willing to start at the bottom and also willing to stay there. Got the urine test and completely flawless, drug-free with good references. If you call my last boss, he was gonna inform me, but I got no dependence with a W-2 form, and I was wondering.
You know, that's great, but we don't have anything open right now. Thanks for coming down.
Cool.
Are you all right? Episode 53, Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at you right now.
We're drunk, we ate some tri-tip.
One of the biggest tri-tips we've cooked since starting the show.
Some Pendleton whiskey right now.
Canadian.
It's Canadian. And hey. I'm going to take a shot to the late Tony Sly, no use for a name singer.
Yep.
Passed
no
away,
use for a name.
Sucks.
No use for
to you, Tony.
For you, for eulogy? You googly?
Yeah.
For you Zoolander fans out there? You googly? I'm a great you googalizer.
Whoa! To you, Tony.
Whiskey.
Anyway, moving along with the show, Fire Your Boss. Like I said, I'm in fear of getting fired for this podcast. My boss is my Facebook friend.
Yeah. I was just in a...
I have multiple bosses, actually. Many bosses.
I actually just had a interview, quote-unquote, type thing with my boss. I guess you could call it an annual review.
How'd that go?
They asked me if I was still doing radio, and I mentioned the podcast, and they were like, that sounds awesome. I'd love to listen to it. And I was like...
Please don't.
I was like, it's called The Blithering Idiot.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. DJ Matador, DJ Gower, bringing it to you on a Saturday night. InSack, I made the trek.
One love out to our friends, Andrew and DJ Hooligan, The Blithering Idiot Show.
Yeah, good shit.
Also, got to give a lot of love out to one of the finest podcasts on the station. Excuse me, punk casts on this station. The Brothers Grimm.
Brothers Grimm, you guys fucking rock. The Brown Brothers bringing it to you, Deputy Dog. So, anyway, coming up next, the Fire Your Boss edition, Tenacious D, Kyle quit the band.
That's right. DJ Gabby on a beer run right now as we speak, hence why we're drinking whiskey. We got some Bass in the house. One of the original pale ale.
The mic cords are malfunctioning.
That's how we roll here. You know?
I brought like five of them, and only two. Actually, only one works. One kind of works.
Even if the mic cords did work, we would still really should be using windscreens because we get a lot of and
we don't give a fuck. So thanks for listening to this sorry ass podcast. If you are, if not, then fuck you. Here we go. Fire your boss. Kyle's with the band. Rhyme.
And treason.
That's right, I'm the one that's tattooed on his arm. I'm bossy. I'm the chick y'all love to hate. I'm the chick that's raised the stick. I told young Stunner he should switch to pink. I'm back with an 808, cause I'm bossy. Watch the beam go. Watch the beam go. Watch the beam go. Watch the beam go. Watch the beam go.
Last week, Kyle quit the band. Now we're back together. Misunderstanding, didn't understand. It doesn't matter. Now we're back together again. La 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 la. Couldn't split up Kato and Nash.
That's true.
Couldn't split up Tango and Cash. That's also true. This is our song of exultant joy because we only came to kick some ass. Rock the fucking house and kick some ass. What we gonna do with all the cash? Smoke hash and then we thrash. We'll throw a big old bash, y'all. And everyone is invited to the bash. And everyone, you're all invited to the bash. Come out, cop, what you talking about?
I know that I mean it. Maybe they're as evil as they seem, or maybe I only look out the window when it's scenic. Atmosphere finally made a good record. Yeah, right, that shit almost sounds convincing. The last time I felt as sick and contradictive as this was the last time we played a show in Cincy. Get real, they tell me. If only they knew how real this life really gets. they would stop acting like a silly bitch. They would respect the cock, whether or not they believed in it. Doesn't take much, and that's messed up, because these people do a lot of simple shit to impress us. While everyone was trying to outdo the last man, I was just a ghost trying to catch some Miss Pac-Man. Hello ma'am, would you be interested in some sexual positions and emotional investments? See, I'm not insane, in fact I'm kinda rational. When I be asking, yo, where did all the passion go? East Coast, West Coast, down South, Midwest. Nowadays everybody knows how to get fresh. Somebody give me a big yes. God bless America, but she stole the beat from Bless. Now I'm too fucked up to dance, so I'ma sit with my hand on the front of my pants. You can't achieve your goals if you don't take that chance. So go pry open that trunk and get those amps, you know? In days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. You see me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. You see me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. So now I keep a close eye on my pets, because they make most of their moves off of instinct and sense. It's eat, sleep, fuck, and self-defense. So straight, you can set your clocks and place bets. Wait, let's pray on a blind, deaf, dumb, dead. Hustle, maybe a couple will love what you say. MCs drag their feet across a big naked land with an empty bag of seed and a fake shake of hands. Yeah, I got some last words. Fuck all of y'all. Stop writing raps and go play volleyball. Gotta journey the world in a hurry, cause my attorney didn't put enough girls on the jury. Guilty of dropping these bombs in the city, but I'm innocent. Love is the motive, that's why I'm killing them. Guilty of setting my fire in all 50, but I'm innocent. Blame it on my equilibrium. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. You see me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. You see me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance.
engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady, and that is a scientific fact.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what we're yelling about. You're with us, Ron. What do you think? It's terrible. She has beautiful eyes, and her hair smells like cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Loud noises!
All right, everyone relax. She's not going to take anyone's airtime.
I read somewhere that their periods attract bears. The bears can smell the menstruation.
Well, that's just great. You hear that, Ed? Bears. Now you're putting the whole station in jeopardy.
I will say one thing for her, Ed. She does have a nice big old behind. I'd like to put some barbecue sauce on that butt and just...
Stop it now!
Rumors blown are true.
guess no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. Life is unfair, so I just stare.
Episode 53, Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at you right now, again.
Fire Your Boss Edition.
The final chapter of the show.
We like to whine about our pathetic lives.
But you know what?
And our topics.
We got it so much better than so many other
people
out
exactly.
There.
We could not be employed. We're lucky to have our jobs.
Oh, well, actually, as you probably may or may not be aware, if you actually listen to the show, DJ Gower here, unemployed for the majority, actually, of this show's existence.
I don't know how you did that, man. That's
insane.
I
don't think I got a job till like episode 42. So like 10 shows ago.
Nice. But one thing you do realize while at work, trying
DJ
to keep
Gabby returning with beers, by the way.
Trying to keep your job and all that political correctness, the pussification of America, it's fucking ridiculous. If I drop an F-ball in front of a female, I'm tripping for like 4 hours.
So,
it's not right.
DJ Gabby, as a Mexican American working a state job, what would you say the role of socioeconomic demographics plays in your day-to-day existence at work, i.e. racism, classism?
What do we mean by like how many white people versus Mexican people I interview on a daily basis? What are you trying to put?
No, it was more directed in the sense of how do you get treated differently than, say, your Anglo-Saxon counterparts?
I don't think there's really much division. It's pretty much we're all unionized, so it's us against the state, basically. I never thought I was going to be in some political party once I getting a state job. It's funny.
So as a state worker, you work against the state?
Yeah, man. I mean, you got that brown guy is jipping us 5% a month.
Jerry Brown, current governor.
Like, all the rest of private industry is mad at us because we're just getting a decent pay, and it's like we're getting crap from everywhere, you know? We do our service, and then still we get jacked with criticism all around.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Most definitely. But I thought you were talking about workplace diversity.
That's what I was going for, but that's not where it went.
So my company has a flyer on the wall. Basically, every race is wearing fine shirts and all pumped that they're together. And it's this utopia.
Did you just actually name drop your company on the show? Anonymous, you're out
there. Yeah, I know. But you know what I'm saying? It's servers. Like, what a load of fucking bullshit. It's like 90% white dudes work there, you know? Like, come on, man. Who are you trying to fool here? Everybody wants political correctness. It's garbage. I've had enough. If I want to drop an F-bomb or a hilarious joke that's over the line, I should not have to look over my shoulder and be afraid that I'm going to get fired over it, you know? It's just, you know.
But at the same time, when you're at work, you need to be a professional and act a professional.
Definitely, but I mean,
that's why we don't consider this show work.
All right, so thanks for listening to us whine about our bosses and bitch about it.
I hope you bitch just
it
as
could
much
be a lot worse.
Boss.
My bosses aren't that bad, but
send
a whiny
emails.
Little homo sometimes.
Send us your emails, your hate.
It might be
your
the
boss.
Whiskey.
Rhyme and Treason Radio at Gmail. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. I don't know. There's so many options these days. You know who we are. You're listening.
Hopefully.
Send us your contact information, and we'll spam the shit out of you.
All right. Thanks for listening. We're closing out the show. Here we go. Coming up next, Deathlock.
That's right.
Briefcase full of guts.
This is the Wall Street of Rhyme.
And treason. Oh, yeah, the worst, my worst boss ever. I never fulfilled that.
Hold on.
His name was Ken. I worked at Wenchel's Donuts.
I remember this story.
He was a Asian gentleman. Anyway, he hated me.
Not that
he rode me into the ground.
In the story.
Until I ripped my shirt off and was ready to fight him.
And why were you ready to fight him, DJ Matador?
He just had an inferiority complex. Like, he was, you know, 2 feet shorter than me. That made him hate me.
What was going on at the donut shop that you were so argumentative with him? There was something happening at the donut shop that made you very upset. What was it? Do you remember that?
Just his general dickness, I think.
Was it something to do with the rats that were running around the donut machines while you were trying to
spruce up the story?
When did you work at a donut shop?
Actually, we put bits of cat.
These guys were Homer Simpson than you would ever know.
We put bits of cat in the donuts for added
goodness.
What kind of donut was it? It was a cat nut. I don't know what that meant. But anyway, yes, I ripped my shirt off and threw it at him and tried to fight him. But then had to go back in for my final paycheck, which was quite humiliating. So yeah, that's my worst boss ever. Story sucked.
Top 10 worst shows ever, and you just listen to it. Stick around for the next few tracks, because this is Rhyme.
And Treason.
I'm working. working for a living. Sleeping in the sea, yeah. this summer.
Mr. Plow, are you tired of having your hands cut off by snow blowers and the inevitable heart attacks that come with shoveling snow?
Uh-huh.
Then call Klondike 53226. Call now and receive a free t-shirt.
But I'm a real tightwad. Can I afford this remarkable system?
Absolutely. My prices are so low, you'll think I've suffered brain damage.
You are fully bonded and licensed by the city, aren't you, Mr. Plow?
Shut up, boy.
Ah!
So remember, call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow. Well, John Q. Driveway has our number. Now we play the waiting game. No, the waiting game sucks. Let's play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Chump's trying to waste my time. I ain't got no time to play. So now I gotta be gone. I gotta keep strong, always staying busy, kid. Cause I can never fall off. Laziness ain't getting to me. There's too much opportunity. And I'm not waiting for no one. Cause slow ones, they don't get nothing done, son.
Never no time to play.
Shouldn't act so crazy. Instead of trying to be the man, you could really be the man if you had a plan, understand? But I'm not the one to be waiting for you. Back in the day, I used to do stuff for you. Now I'm warning you that you really ain't no pimp, you wimp.
Never no time to play. Gotta keep working every day.
No time to play.
Never no time to play. Gotta make moves with no delay.
I gotta make moves.
Never no time to play. Gotta keep working every day. Never no time to play.
Make moves each and every day. I need the cash more than with my rhyme display. I may take all the bait for a while. I guess I have the know-how. When you see me in the house, you better go, what's up, G? What's up, gang? Then give me a pound, because I've been down, dedicated, and I've waited for my turn. Cause respect is something you earn.
Never no time to play. Gotta keep working every day. Never no time to play.
I gotta make
moves with no delay.
time to play.
Gotta keep working every day. Never no time to play.
Gotta make moves.
Gotta make moves. Never no time to play. Gotta keep working every day. Never no time to play. Gotta make moves with no delay. Never no time to play. Gotta keep working every day. Never no time to play. Gotta make moves. Never no time to play. Gotta make moves. Never no time to play. No time to play. Never no time to play. Gotta make moves.
Got no time. I ain't got no time. Got no time. I got no time.
I build things. You understand how important that is to the world? I don't know if y'all realize the pressure that puts on a man like me.
I love my wife and I raise my son best I can, better than some. I just found out the other day I got another little one that's on the way.
I took a new job down at the factory. Don't pay much, but at least we can eat. I roll up a smoke and I make a new plan. These are the struggles of a working man.
Went down to the river just the other day. Got down on my knees and began to pray. I said, Lord, please won't you understand.
Struggles of this working man. These are the struggles of a working man.
night.
Treason.